Hello and welcome to another Orbit, a resource for daily time with God, created by the youth team at St. Mary's Reigate. I'm Martin Saunders. Each weekday we give you a bit of the Bible to ponder, plus a practical way of applying it to your life today. The Bible reading today comes from 2 Corinthians 4 and verses 16 to 18. Therefore we do not lose heart, though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. What are your eyes fixed on? Perhaps this time of pandemic has made it hard for you to focus on anything much beyond the weeks and months that take us out of lockdown. Or perhaps the reverse is true. Maybe the thing that's keeping you going in this time is the thought of an exciting holiday or some other bright element in your future. Either way, what is certainly true is that it has been difficult to hold on to hope at times in the midst of our present troubles. How prophetic then today's reading feels. We identify with the idea that we might lose heart. Like Paul, we have a sense of momentary troubles, temporary but very real trauma, and an overriding sense of our vulnerability in this life. Paul, and of course he would say this, encourages us not to focus on the present, but to remember the eternal perspective. And of course, this is all good and right, but let's have a bit of honesty today. It's hard to do what Paul is saying here. He is literally asking us to do something that's impossible, to fix and focus our eyes on something that can't be seen. When you focus on something, you generally have to be able to visualize it, either because it's right in front of you or because you've seen it or a representation of it before. But the tricky thing about God is you can't actually see him. You can observe where he's at work and how he moves through the lives of other people, but you can't see him. He is our ultimate hope, but in a sense, he's invisible. I think we need to be honest here. This is tough. Having said all that, there is a really helpful idea still at work here. Paul is encouraging us to lift our gaze above the troubles and struggles of the present moment. He's reminding us that the world is much bigger than just the part we see, that there's a huge iceberg beyond just the tip. When we find it impossible to understand why a good God will allow our lives to face huge challenges like we have in the last year, this perspective isn't just important but vital. Although it's difficult, we have to remind ourselves regularly that what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. That's a quote. Not only is this helpful for us when we're trying to make sense of our often difficult lives, but it's an incredible hope to share with other people. Sometimes we get so bogged down in the physical and the here and now that we forget to shout about the incredible supernatural eternal elements of our faith. Eternal life with Jesus might be invisible right now, but it's real and it's the best news ever. If we share our faith with our friends but decide to leave these bits out, we risk skipping over the best part. It's not easy to fix our eyes on Jesus, but learning to do so ends up providing the greatest hope imaginable. You might want to join me in praying this short prayer today. Lord God, we echo the words of that character in Mark's gospel who said to Jesus, "I do believe, Lord, help my unbelief." We recognize both that we want to fix our eyes on you and your eternal hope, and also that this is not easy. Please help us today to learn what it is to fix our eyes on things unseen. Amen. Well, there's now just a chance for you to pray or listen to God or simply be still for a few moments. Each day on Orbit, we provide you with a simple challenge, something to do which helps you to put this little thought into action. And here's today's. To take part today, you'll need a camera. If you have a smartphone, then that'll make things easy. Go for a walk or just head out into your garden if you have one and just spend a bit of time in nature reflecting on God. Try not to be distracted by your phone, even if it's in your hand. Your challenge is to take a photograph of something which really reminds you of God's glory. It might be something really obvious, or it might be something really small and abstract. It doesn't really matter. Afterwards, look again at the photo and see if it helps you to visualize the unseen glory of God a little better. That's it for another Orbit. If you want to get in touch, you can always email me, martin.saunders@stmaryreigate.org. It's always great to know who's listening, so please do drop me an email. We'll be back again with another edition of Orbit tomorrow, but thanks for taking part today.